Aloha, Michael McIntosh here. And on this beautiful morning, we're going to be experiencing and talking about how to re-emerge, how to remember, how to re-experience the ancient memories, the ancient hidden memories that we have contained deep, deep down within us, and how to re-experience those, bring them forth into our life, because we have these very deep feelings within us, very, very, very deep, and they go back a long way. And because these things exist within us right now, when we look around in our contemporary world, we see a discrepancy, a lack of alignment, a sense of stress between this deep inner subtle knowingness about life, about ourselves, about how things used to be, and how things are at the moment. And as you're probably fully aware, many people have substituted this inner knowing for, you know, cell phones, televisions, and all kinds of, you know, technology, and all the internet type things, all the distractions, you know, the iPods, the all that stuff, you know. And I actually have having said that, I have an iPhone and all the latest technology around me, but that isn't because it's a distraction, it's because it's a useful tool, depending on how it's used. So we're not really discussing whether or not technology is a good or a bad thing, but the fact that these things have been used as an escape, as a method to escape, to distract from what is actually real. And there's an expression or a saying that I remember, that we live in a world where there is mountains, endless amounts of information, but scarcely a drop of wisdom to be found anywhere. So we live with this endless wisdom, with scarcely a drop of wisdom, of clarity, of any meaning. So despite all the technological advances and all the different gadgets, overall people are more stressed, more depressed, more lost and unhappy and disappointed, discontented than they've ever been, which is absolutely amazing in a sense. And so how to get back, how to return, how to bring into our real life right now these ancient experiences which we have recorded within us, hidden away deep within our being. It's a fascinating thing. So if you're feeling or have felt or are experiencing the stress of modern living and this disharmony and this cut, this discrepancy, it's like a cut, a divide between who you really are and how you are seen to be in the world and how you have to act in the world. There's these two very diverse things, and it's very painful because the wider that gap gets, the more stressful it is. So if you're feeling that there's a huge gap between who you really are at your core, at your essence, and who you are as a general person in the world and how people see you and how you feel about yourself, if you see there's this huge difference, then this is so important to get this right and to re-experience what's really deeply, truly going on. So from my own experience of this, up till about time when I was 18, I had really no idea what was going on. And luckily, And I find myself amazed looking back on how fortunate I was. Very luckily, I came across the understanding that my core nature, who I really am, beyond all this supposed life, the body, the people, the things, the details, the labels, beyond all that, I am a being of infinite peace, of infinite light, of infinite divine joy, of bliss, a non-physical being, a being behind everything, a witness, the one who is experiencing and seeing everything and yet is not of that nature, the expression in the world but not of it. Sounds theoretical, but when we go into it, as I did from when I was 18, it becomes progressively more experiential and less and less and less theoretical. And so from being a nice idea, this became a profound reality that literally I am this invisible being, just like you are an invisible being, listening to this, having an experience of the world. It's a big difference between being this person with all these needs and desires and being an invisible being, a spiritual being, a conscious, living, formless, endless being who is watching, observing, experiencing everything. You know? Because as we go deeper into that, we realize we're totally safe, we're totally secure, and we are free, totally free, and we are at home. That's such a beautiful thing, to be at home, to genuinely be at home within ourselves. So my own experience was gradually, as I dwelled upon these things and went into this experience more and more and more, it became louder and louder and louder. The silence, you could say, became louder until there was a deafening silence where only the peace, only the light was left. And in that infinite light came the clarity and the experience of what things were once like, a way of living, a way of being, a way of experiencing, which was absolutely separate, absolutely different, absolutely distinct from everything we see in the modern world. And I've had visions of previous lives, previous experiences in this world. And I remember one time when I was in India having a very deep experience. So I read something which was saying, you are an ancestor soul, you are an ancestor, you've been around since the beginning, you've been around a long, 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 long time, long time, and you've seen a lot, you've felt a lot, you've heard a lot. You've gone through so many things. And I had a vision very clearly of what I was once like in terms of how I was embodied in the world. How did I experience life? What was the body actually like? What were relationships like? What was this ancient wisdom, this ancient experience? And I felt that very, very deeply, very profoundly, to the extent that compared to that original way of being, what I had become was such a drop, such a shock, it brought me to tears. Literally just brought me to tears in a very deep way. Not horrified, but almost horrified. How far away, how huge this drop has been of what we consider normal. You know, These feelings of slight irritation or selfishness or neediness, feelings of disappointment, whatever they are, small and big, were such a huge stain or such a huge smell, you could say, such a huge presence compared to not having any of those things and just being like a fragrant flower, a beautiful being who's constantly sweet and loving and detached from all the details, all the dramas. What a difference, you know? So that ancient wisdom is a way of living, a way of being. And each of us has our own experience of the world. Each of us has our own personal experience, our own unique history. And if you're listening to this, the chances are you are an old soul. You are an old soul. You've been around a while. You've been around. You've seen a lot. You've felt a lot. You've seen a lot of sorrow, actually. And if you just consider how much sorrow you've experienced, it will well up inside you. You'll realize how much pain you've gone through, how many strange experiences you've had, how many times you've been hurt, you know? So it's not surprising that we can be a little bit guarded, a little bit upset, a little bit confused in this world, the way it is, considering what we've been through. But the good news, of course, of being an old soul is that you have had a huge amount of happiness. You have seen a lot of joy. You've been very, very free, very, very light, very easy, very filled with wonder and magic and beauty. A time when your inner and outer beauty were equal. You know, in this world, some people, they may look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside there's something else going on, and vice versa. But there was a time when inner and outer beauty were connected. Life was beautiful in all ways. And I've had beautiful visions of this. I'm so grateful. Grateful to God, I can say. Grateful to the Creator for bestowing upon me these visions. Very, very useful. What a different experience. And one of the things I remember from my visions, I shan't share everything with you here, but just a few things. One is that we used to see each other. We used to see each other clearly. We used to be able to look deeply into another's eyes and see their soul, and there was nothing to hide. The communication was the communication of the eyes, the communication of vibrations, of feelings. We didn't talk much with each other. There was no need to use the voice. The voice was unnecessary. The voice would be used to sing, but no need to speak with the mouth, because you can communicate everything through a glance, through the eyes and through telepathy. So such was the way of being, the way of living. What a difference. What a difference. Looking through the eyes at another being, feeling the vibrations of another being. And one of the things which stuck out really strongly was that in those times there was so much love and so much happiness, so much joy, that I remember experiencing. It was so powerful, so extreme, so intense, and so constant that I could barely stand up. I remember in this experience. I could hardly stand up. It was so strong that it was hard to wander around. It was almost like I had to sit down and just take it, because it was such an intense amount of joy, you know? And it was constant. Absolutely constant, you know. Not that you know you have a cup of coffee and you feel better, and you speak to someone, you feel better, and not like that. It was constant, endless, and it wasn't based on anything in particular. It was just a constant natural state of being. What a joy to just be in that experience of constant peace, constant happiness, constant love. Powerful. Endless, you know, morning and evening, now in the now, powerful love. And so that gives you an indication, you know, of where we're at now compared to where we once were. You know, the constancy is an indicator of the power. And so, of course, the question then comes up, what to do, how to return once again to this state of being, which is so precious, so real, so beautiful, so powerful, so nourishing, the ancient way of being. This word constant, I feel, is a key, is a secret key for us, because even being aware that such a thing can exist is a huge success for us. Just being aware, you know, because if you don't know about something, if you don't know about a destination, how are you going to go there? We have to have some idea of the destination. And the destination is constant. It's to reach a state within us where we are constant. And this isn't anything to do with beating ourselves up if we're not constant and we're not good enough and all that kind of thing. There's nothing to do with that. So don't turn this around on yourself and give yourself a hard time. But just dwelling upon the possibility, the perception, the goal, the opportunity that you can be constant, and in fact you were constant. You were that infinite light, that infinite peace, and you are that. Just having that awareness itself brings towards us that which is hidden. And so this transformation is in fact a remembering, a reawaking, a re-emerging from within us, that which is hidden. It can be called catching power. You have to catch that. You have to rediscover that which is within you. And the wonderful thing, and this is very worth noting down here, the wonderful thing is that because it is within you already, because you already have this experience in you, it's already there. It means it's absolutely and totally possible and realistic for you to go back to that again. You know, one thing is to be trying really hard for these esoteric and mystical states that hopefully you may reach one day. And another altogether different way of seeing it is that you have already got that within you. It's just stuffed away in a cupboard and you haven't been looking in that direction. If you already have something and you just need to get it back, it's very different from not having it at all and having to run after something outside of yourself to hopefully attain something. Big difference, very significant difference. So if it was the case where you have to run around and attain some abstract state of being from somewhere else, then of course that's going to be challenging, if not impossible. But what you are doing instead is re-emerging that which you are. I am that I am. I am that I am. It is already done. You've probably heard these things. I am that I am. It is done, it is done, it is done. Wasa. It is done, as the Chinese say. How is it already done? Hum so, so hum, they say in India, Sanskrit. Hum so, so hum. I was that, I will be that again. So you are that. You are that infinite being. You are that which you seek. Which you seek, you are. So there is one and the same. Your desire and who you are one and the same. This is all contained within yourself, within consciousness. You yourself are consciousness. The world is, in fact, recorded in you, not that you are in the world. So that's, of course, important to realize as well. The world is recorded in you. You are having an experience of yourself right now. This audio file you're listening to exists within you. It's not that there is a separate person speaking to you. This exists within you. This is your creation. You have emerged this experience yourself. So, are you ready to re-emerge, to re-experience, and to become once again that which you already are? The ancient self, the ancient experience is already there within you now. It's already there within you now. And you just need to re-experience that. Re-experience what you are again. Know that it is within you now. Know that it is there. Not theoretically, you know. You would not be seeking for different states of being, different levels of consciousness. You would not be seeking this mystical, ancient way if it was not related to you. There are so many people in the world. Not everyone is after the same thing. If you want something, if you want to go back to the ancient way of being, it is because you already have it. You are looking for yourself. So take a few deep breaths now. Take a few gentle breaths. And we're just going to go on a little journey into our own being. Leave aside all the sounds, all the expansion, all the details, all the distractions. Realize that the world itself is contained within you. That you need nothing, that you have attained everything. And just enjoy this experience. Open your heart, open your mind, open yourself fully to the natural and original way of being, your original experience, constant. How does it feel to be constant? Constant, constant, constant. What is it that you seek? If If you can see and feel what you seek, you can find what you are looking for. What you seek and who you are one and the same. So relax, let go, become that which you are. It's all happening within your consciousness, within yourself. Nothing can happen that is not perfect and eternally destined. So just enjoy this. Feel contented knowing that which you seek is within you, is one and the same, and everything in your life is helping you return back to that way of being. And even the unpleasant, painful experiences are a reminder, a wake-up call that you are moving away or have moved away from that which is genuine and true to yourself. And so the painful experiences are a beautiful wake-up call for you to dig a little bit deeper, open your heart a little bit more, and catch within the golden silence of your being that which you desire. And re-emerge that which you need, you desire, into your consciousness, your conscious being, your conscious mind. Bring that into your conscious way of living right now. And little by little, things will change in your experience. One moment at a time. And you only have to deal with one moment at a time. Catch that which you know is true. Find that which is hidden away in a cupboard within your being. And bring it back into your presence. And that will become the gift of the present that you give yourself again and again and again and again and again. At each moment. And you don't have to do hundreds of things and re-emerge everything at once. You only have one moment and you just do one thing, and it's very, very, very easy and straightforward. But to do this, you just need silence and knowingness that that which you seek is what you are. And as you continue to find these things, know what you want, know what you desire, realize you are that. Re-experience it, bringing it forth into your being and holding it tight, holding it close to your heart, and know that it is yours. By doing this again and again and again and again, you will be freed and you will experience that ancient wisdom which you desire so much. And you forgot was who you really are. This is something for you personally, you to practice again and again. No one can do it for you. You need just the patience and the love for yourself to practice this again and again. So wishing you so much love and blessings on your journey. Listen to this if you need to again. And practice reclaiming the inner silence that you are. Many blessings from this place. And have a beautiful day and a beautiful life. That's Michael McIntosh. Speak to you again soon.